Devotional.
It's time for the Daily Devotional, and we're looking at Psalm 145, and we're looking today at verse 4. Let's just take a look and see what it says. It says, "Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power." This is David talking in his psalm. And beloved, on the face of it, this is one of those verses that you may well just skip over and not even think about. As you go all the way through the psalm and as you read this psalm, that may well be a verse that you would skip over to get to the next one or the next one or the next one. But no verse, I believe, in Scripture deserves to be skipped over. That's why I love going through Scriptures one verse at a time. I really do love it. Because, you see, when I read the Bible, when I read Scripture, I don't read one verse at a time. I read an entire chapter and skip over loads of verses. But when you're doing a study, it's so much more important to be able to highlight each and every verse. And that's why we're looking at this one now. Well, we're actually looking at this one because it comes after three. And we looked at three yesterday. Rather, on Friday. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. Go with me real quick to Luke. And we're going to go to chapter 1. I'm going to check out verse 50. If you look at verse 49, in fact, let's go from verse 46. It was Mary. Mary's song of praise, the Magnificat, it's called. It says this: "Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he took notice of this lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him." He shows mercy from generation to generation with all those who fear him. It's important, beloved, that we understand Scripture for what it is saying. And what David is saying right now is it's so important to him that we love the Lord. With such fervor and power that it's necessary for us to tell our children, so that our children can tell their children, and so on and so on and so forth. I come from a very long line of Christians. My mother and father were both Christians. My father was a preacher, although he was a quantity surveyor, he was a preacher, an itinerant preacher. And his father before him was a Christian. And his father before him was a Christian on my mother's side. They were Christians all the way through. I come from such a heritage of Christianity. And let me tell you, it's very possible that if my parents were not born-again Christians, if they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's quite possible I would have no knowledge of God. I would have no knowledge of biblical stuff. I would have no knowledge of who God is as a Savior. Now, I'm not saying that people haven't been born again from families that have no Christian background at all. Of course, many, many people have been born again because they have seen God and they have met with God and their parents weren't. I understand that. But I'm trying to show you a generational thing here So wherever Christianity started in my family, that was then brought down to the next generation, and then to the next generation, and then to the next generation, until it came down to me. And what have I done? I have told my children about Jesus as well. And all four of my children are born again. All four of my children are Christians. The degree of their Christianity, beloved, has got nothing at all to do with me, because God is able to work in their lives now, and God will reveal himself to them as he wishes, as he wants to do. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. It's not a matter of just telling your children who Jesus is. It's a matter of telling your children how great God is and what he does and what he has done for you. It's your testimony to your children that is vital. It's so that they can then declare God's power to their own children. I now have grandchildren. And I pray in Jesus' name, as I'm speaking to you right now, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that God is revealed to those grandchildren in the same way I revealed, or God revealed himself to my children many years ago. And I do know this. My middle grandson, bless his heart, my middle grandson already has He has a hunger for things of God. He has a hunger for stories from the Bible, and he's only 7 years old. He has this hunger from things from the Bible, and he talks to my daughter about this all the time. Lots and lots of times. So she is telling him about Jesus. She is telling him about what God does and has done in her life. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. For a second, beloved, I want you to take a look at the mathematics. Let's say this starts from you. And let's say that you have two children. And you tell your two children about God and about his mighty acts and about his awesome power. And let's say your two children tell their two children about God and his mighty acts. And their two children tell their two children, and their two children tell their two children, and so on and so forth. Can you see how this mushrooms? Before you know it, many people from your family now know who God is. And I don't believe, beloved, that you should stop right there with your children, because if your father and mother don't know who Jesus is, you should be telling them. You should be sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with them, with your uncles, with your aunts, with your neighbors. And each person that you tell the good news of the gospel to, it mushrooms. And it is God's will that it mushrooms, beloved. That's why we see this. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. What power he has. What awesome power God Almighty has. I give him the glory, and I give him the power and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And glory to God. We're going to be looking at verse 5 of this awesome psalm on tomorrow's program during the daily devotional. And I'm loving this psalm already. This is Passion and Angus Day with Charlie Hall.